Hey everyone, Corey Poirier here. Just checking in before you listen to this new episode of the show to let you know that my new book, The Enlightened Passenger, is now officially available to order. And you can jump over to thisisthebook.com today. And just by grabbing a copy, you'll actually get 5 uber cool, I'm saying they're uber cool, you get to decide that, free bonuses with the book. They are all listed on the site, but as an example, one is how to land your brand to talk, so training around that. Another is access to my Get Paid to Speak book. Also, top 10 insights guide, a training that has never aired before that I revealed about how to charge what you're worth versus what you would normally maybe charge. And then an exclusive training by a friend of our show who's a really big name, and it's around the idea of how to build the life of your dreams and the business of your dreams. So actually, those are the bonuses. So head over to thisisthebook.com today, grab your bonuses before the pre-order ends and or before the bonuses go away. Thanks everybody for checking the show out. And until next time, I'm Corey Poirier.
Hello everybody, it's Corey Poirier back again with the new edition of our show. Excited to have a first-time guest, somebody I've got to know really well recently. I can't wait to introduce her to our audience. Dipal Shah, I'm so excited to have you here. And how I usually like to start, which is I know different than what most people do when they start an interview, is I like to get the guests to tell us a little bit about themselves versus me reading or making up a bio. So are you able to tell us just a little bit about your background and then we'll dive in a whole bunch deeper?
Yeah. So I'm Dipal Shah, and I love to teach women over 40 how to own their confidence so that they could be successful entrepreneurs. And when I was in the pharmaceutical industry, I realized that that was something that I wanted to do. It was something I was passionate about my sophomore year of college. That is what I wanted to be, a pharmaceutical sales rep. And I wanted to help the world heal. And when I started my journey into pharmaceuticals, it took me a whole 8 months to do hundreds and hundreds of interviews. Just going through the process just taught me so much about myself and how to take rejection, you know, and I think it was just setting me up for the next few decades of my life, of where my life was going to be going. And what I realized is that after a few years, about 12 years later, I lost my purpose. I lost myself, and I wasn't enjoying what I was doing. I felt like I was sick all the time, and it was one thing after another, and I couldn't find help in conventional medicine. So what I decided to do was take my own healing in my own hands. And I started to use that little voice inside of me to guide me, because there was too many times that I neglected that inner voice. And I would do things that I would just tell myself, God, I knew it. I knew it. And those times when you just know it, you should follow that little voice. And I realized that over years, as I started getting into more holistic and alternative healing modalities like meditation and yoga and energy healing, and I really loved the entire process, even though it felt a little slow, but it was really quick in how the outcome came to be, as to me actually finding healing and relief, not only emotionally, but physically. And so at this point, that is when I found my purpose. That's when I tapped into my purpose of helping women over 40 who are empathic and want to really use that inner voice to guide them and heal themselves.
First of all, let me say, I'm glad you chose and decided to follow your purpose. The world is now being served for the better because of that. So I guess, if we go one step further, are you open to sharing what the challenges have been with following that purpose? Because, me as an entrepreneur, I openly say being an entrepreneur in many days is amazing and lovely and all that kind of things, but it's also challenging too. So have there been, and if so, can you share some challenges of you following this purpose?
Yeah, so there was a lot of challenges along the way, and a lot of it was my own shadows, right? Because a lot of times we think that One of the thoughts that I had was, okay, I'm 40. What can I do with my life right now? There's nothing, because now at a certain age, middle age feels like, okay, it's too late. So that was one of my shadows that I had to overcome. And the way I did that was basically, I've always been that ambitious type. And so I couldn't sit still. I'm like, no, I have to do this because I want to inspire other women that it's never too late to do something, right? So when if I can achieve something so grand and become the entrepreneur of my own business and create a global business that helps other women, I wanted to share that with the world. And one of the things that my husband, because I did create an in-home business of a healing practice, because at that time I was practicing a modality that a lot of people might be aware of, which is Reiki. And now, of course, I practice my own modality, and it's called Quantum Body Awakening. And when I was practicing it in home, the challenge was having people come to our house, and then they didn't want to leave because they loved how it felt.
I get that.
So it was really difficult. And then I didn't really have a website. I didn't have anything. It was just by word of mouth, doing vendor programs and things like that. And as much effort and as much passion as I had, I felt like I had a grander purpose. And when I asked the universe, I said, this is what I'm looking for. I want to be out there. I want to be global. I want to be branded. I want to be known. And I want my work to be there because I want to be there for other women who are stuck in the same mentality, in the same shadows, where they lack their self-confidence, where they self-sabotage their own growth, where they don't trust that inner voice. And when I asked the universe for that, all these doors started opening up, because it really takes believing in yourself that you can do it. And every day, Corey, I would look in the mirror and I would tell myself, I am an entrepreneur. I am an entrepreneur, because I never believed that I could be, even though my dad was always like, you know, Dipal, you need to create your own business. My husband would tell me, you need to create your own business. I'm like, but what? You know, and all these people saw something that I never saw in myself. And that's huge, right? When somebody believes in you and you trying to find that belief in yourself, and it takes a lot of steps to do that. And that's a challenge in itself, right? And so sometimes we have to affirm ourselves and see the future in the light that we want to see it in our purpose. And when we step into that, that's when we can feel it, because humans are all about emotions, right? We are emotionally attached to our outcomes, to our daily activities, to anything. And so when we can feel into the emotions of what we want to achieve in the future, then we can actually make it happen in the now and see it happening in the now. And that's what happened with me. So did those shadows, were they there? But you know, they become dimmer and dimmer. Those shadows no longer have a control, and they can't bring up the fear that's there when you step into your entrepreneurship.
Wow. So, I mean, this is kind of a unique, I'll call it deviation from that, you know, that question. I want to ask you this question I try to ask most of our guests. I have two questions I try to ask every guest we bring on. This one I try to ask most, the other one I try to ask every guest. But the first one is I call the passenger question. And since we may feature some of this on our show, The Enlightened Passenger, I figured I'd ask you this question. It's pretty simple. It's literally if you were on a plane sitting next to a stranger, they leaned over and said, I need some life advice. What do you got? What do you think you might tell the stranger?
One of the books that I read, this was somebody very special that got me on my path. And they had written a book, Don't Let Your Music Die Within You. And that really called out to me. Whenever I read that book, I was like, I can't let something that I'm meant to do, meant to be, just go down. Like so many people die, right? Each and every day. And one of the things that I've seen as they are passing is that I wish I got to do more. I wish I got to do this and that. And that's their music. Right? That's their music, that's their rhythm, that's their tone. But they were always held back because of familial responsibilities, or they had to grow up too fast as a child. And I feel like sometimes because we have these financial burdens or responsibilities, we do let that music die within us. Or we have other responsibilities as caretakers. And we can't fulfill our own passion and our own purpose. And so if that person is sitting next to me and they ask me for life's advice, I would definitely guide them to go for whatever they are passionate about, and don't let that music die within them.
Oh, I love it. That's amazing. And I'm a really a big fan of Wayne Dyer, and he talks about that as well.
Yes.
Not letting your.
He is the one I was talking about. I thought I said his name.
Oh no, it's all good.
Yes, Wayne Dyer.
Yeah, absolutely. And I'm trying to remember. I'm curious now. I'm actually looking this up for those that are wondering. I'm wondering if the book itself, I feel. That so with my
His
book,
daughter.
yes, exactly. Okay, so that's what I was searching is Serena Dyer, who comes with them. I interviewed her a number of years ago, just like synchronicity. Interviewed her a number of years ago, like maybe 2019, I think, at her place in Fort Lauderdale that Wayne used to live with her half the year. And I asked her about that question while I was sitting in his chair. So like I was. She it was at the chair at the table, but she said Dad used to sit in that chair and talk to me. So it wasn't like his chair in the living room, like comfy chair. It was like that's the chair he sat in the kitchen because he lived with them half the year. So that's powerful to me. And in fact, Serena is one of the people that has written an endorsement about my new book. So it's just if you believe in synchronicity, it's just kind of cool.
I love synchronicity. It's what I live by.
Well, and I think he wrote one other book, co-wrote it with a daughter, but all the other books, mostly, I think he wrote by himself. So it was just when you said that, I'm like, isn't that the book that Serena wrote with him? So now it all lines up. I love it. So I said that was the question I asked most guests. And I said, I want to ask you the question we ask all guests, which is called the time machine question. And it's pretty simple. It's essentially if you could jump into a time machine, go back and talk to a younger version of yourself, give her some life advice based on what you've learned in the years since, what do you think you might tell a younger you?
Everything's going to be okay. It's all going to work out. Stop being so scared. One of the things that I grew up with was being scared of everything. I mean, it was so bad, Corey. I was scared of dogs because that's what I believed to be afraid of. There's so many beliefs in our lives that stop us from being who we are, number one, and living in our purpose, number two. And when that fear overcomes us, when those beliefs overcome us, we can't fulfill our purpose. And it really does stop us. Like for me, not only did I believe to be afraid of dogs, but I believed that I always had to prove myself. And it was always like, you got to prove yourself to the world. You have to prove yourself, like, to your parents. And I don't feel like we need to prove ourselves to anyone except ourselves that we can do it. I don't even need to prove it to myself. I just know that even within me, that I have the ambition, the motivation, and the confidence, and that's what can drive me. That can be my driver, right? That's what sits in my driver's seat every day that I wake up. And even when I'm having those bad days, right? Those are the three things that drive me to do what I do each and every day, wake up, be happy, be joyful, and really enjoy every moment in my life. Because life does pass by very quickly. I just had a horrible experience, like almost a near-death experience. We had gone to, in December, we had gone to New Jersey for Christmas. On Christmas Day, my uncle had passed away, so we were there for the funeral on the 26th. And as we're coming back that day, I decide that, oh, I'm a little hungry. So I reach into my pocket and I pull out these dry, very dry edamame beans, okay? And I'm like, oh, I'll just have one or two. But this little voice inside of me said, do not take it. You're going to choke, right? And I'm like, oh, whatever. I'm fine. Because I always have water with me. And that time I did not have water with me because I had just come out of TSA. And we were just waiting for my cousin. And all of a sudden, I start choking. And I'm like, I can't breathe. I can't breathe. It is stuck. I'm like, this is it. It's over. I'm done. And my husband looks over and he's like, he had no idea what was happening. And I was just like, trying to tell him. And he realized that I was choking. And all of a sudden, he does the Heimlich. And I start coughing and it comes back up and all that. And I was like, oh my gosh, that really brought me down to my knees. Like life is short, right? And if we don't live, if we don't start living the way we are supposed to and start really owning our power, because that's what drives us. And when we realize that we are the superhero of our lives, then, we can live a better life, right? We have to find our powers, because as a child, maybe those powers were dimmed. Maybe nobody appreciated you. Nobody told you how worthy you were. But now you're starting to realize that, and it's sometimes in our 50s and 60s that we realize how worthy we are. And sometimes we die not knowing how worthy we really are and how deserving we are. So at that moment, I really had this recollection of my life of like, wow, any moment, anything can happen. So what am I leaving behind? What did I do for myself? And did I do everything I wanted to do? So that's my advice.
Well, I love it. It's amazing advice. And of course, the last official question, and it's maybe the most important because people have listened to this great insight you've shared. We always do this in a very short amount of time, but that allows us to give a lot of great insight in a short amount of time. So the last thing people would want to know is how can they reach you and connect to you and learn more?
Definitely. So you can just email me at deepalshah@anandaforlife.com, or you could go on my website, anandaforlife.com, and take a quiz that shows you exactly how intuitive you are. And you'll see that you will get two of your greatest intuitive abilities that you have that are the strongest right now, and what is guiding your life. So take the quiz and have a lot of fun with it.
Amazing. Dipal, it's been an amazing and absolute pleasure. I knew it would be. And I'll call it with your permission till next time to be continued.
Grab your copy of The Enlightened Passenger and the bonuses at thisisthebook.com.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.